Scientists with the University of Saskatchewan are examining the potential of encapsulating vaccines or drugs within nanoparticles to allow them to be administered to sows and gilts along with semen during artificial insemination. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
Researchers with the Vaccine and Infectious Disease Organization and the College of Pharmacy and Nutrition are exploring the potential use of nanoparticles to administer intrauterine vaccines as an alternative to needles to prevent swine disease, focusing initially on porcine epidemic diarrhea. Dr. Azita Hazati, an associate professor with the Division of Pharmacy in the College of Pharmacy and Nutrition, says these nanoparticles, which consist of polymers that are approved by the FDA, encapsulate the drug or vaccine.
These nanoparticles are tiny spheres that can carry the drug or vaccine inside them. So using these nanoparticles as a carrier for vaccine or drugs, it could be for different reasons, like protecting the payload from degradation, or they could target the payload to specific cells or tissues, or you can control the release time for this vaccine or medication. So we could use for so many different reasons and so many different applications. In our lab, we are mainly using these for chemotherapy application and vaccines. So these nanoparticles, they can get the vaccine and take it to the immune cells and then start the, you know, immune response. So they are able to induce a robust immune response.
Dr. Hazati says researchers have completed the development of safe, stable vaccines, and the next step is to conduct trials to see if they're able to induce an immune response in piglets exposed to infection. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.